Thank you so much, Adnan. Distinguished delegates, I would like to provide a couple of clarifications with regards to questions on the deliverables under overall orientation. So first, I would like to start with number 18 for policy briefs. I would like to provide the clarification that these policy briefs that you see in that first table are the ones that are being produced as a cross-cutting policy brief, but the ones that you see that were produced as a response to the pandemic, for example, there were various policy briefs. These are reported under the level of each sub-program. It doesn't mean that these policy briefs will not be produced anymore. It's just the number 18 reflects just policy briefs that are produced at the level of the Office of the Sector General. For number 17 on youth activities, indeed, the planned value for 2020 was 1, but as an actual, you see that we have reported 14. These were 14 actual activities that were implemented by our Communication and External Relations Service. They are planning to go forward with the same value for 2022. You see 1 for 2021 because this was already a planned value we cannot change. However, you will see the actual reported in the next program plan. But the plan is to increase and to maintain number 14 as deliverable. Also, I would like to provide a clarification with regards to deliverable number 9, TDB meetings. Number 59 reflects a number of 3-hour meetings. We have consulted this number with ISS, and it does reflect the real number of meetings that was organized, the actual number of meetings that was organized. We have concluded that the planned value for 2020 had to be rectified. It was by error indicated lower than it was supposed to be, but 59 reflects the 3-hour meetings and not the number of meetings as number of TDB sessions. There is one more question with regards to deliverable number 13, and I will come back with the clarification very shortly. Thank you.